You know, I'm not even angry this week. Just disappointed. I hate to fucking harp on it because I touched on it in week one, but with the Bears 2-0 and nothing save the pass rush remotely rising to the level of rant-worthy, there's little to talk about except what a fucking waste the NFL Network has become. Look at the goddamn coverage of the Trent Richardson trade on Wednesday. It was fucking bonkers trade. He was last year's third overall pick. Between the trade and Hoyer at QB, Cleveland fucking gave up on the year in week two. That's unprecedented early season euthanasia, even for a team that might as well have had Kevorkian as team doctor for the last 14 years. What's fucking better? Mike Lombardi, Browns GM, and presumably the main man on their side of this shock trade, spent the last few years on the NFL Network, during which time he slammed the Richardson pick. So how does the NFL Network capitalize on that history to better cover this massive fucking story? They asked Jamie Dukes for his trenchant fucking analysis. Jamie Dukes! I fucking hate Jamie Dukes! And then they followed it with a shit smorgasbord of NFL correspondents giving us their insights into a deal from outside the headquarters of the non-Browns team they're actually supposed to be covering. You stupid fucks! You have goddamn video of the Browns' current GM opining with blunt honesty last year on the qualities of the player he just dealt to the Colts. Why the fuck aren't you airing that? That shit's exclusive to you! Why aren't you airing his draft coverage comments on Whedon? Why the fuck am I watching Jamie Dukes? Why am I watching the same goddamn five plays of Trent Richardson if you have film on every snap he's taken professionally? Why am I watching Andrew Siciliano make comparisons to the Herschel Walker trade? What the fuck relevance does that have? Why aren't I watching a discussion of the Julio Jones trade? That fucking deal netted the Browns a ton of picks, which appear to have been largely squandered in light of Wednesday's news. So how about some analysis of that? Why is it so fucking impossible to have an intelligent discussion about anything NFL related on a channel that's devoted to it? I mean, my God, I'm not even a Browns fan and you've managed to drive me crazy. You understand making people feel like Browns fans is not a good fucking business model for a TV station. I was so fucking irritated, I actually fucking turned to ESPN. Where they were asking Stevie Johnson where he gets his style from. I fucking give up. I'd rather have fucking kimchi pepper spray in my eyes with a cheese grater and rinse with salt water than watch another fucking second of non-gameplay football coverage this season. Thank God tomorrow is Sunday where there's an actual goddamn game on.